State Representative Elaine Nekritz is careful these days when she talks about the status of pension deliberations, and especially when asked how close legislators are to reaching a deal.
They have actually stopped making predictions publicly because I've been so wrong that I'm a little bit embarrassed at this point.
Nekritz, who's from Northbrook, is the House Democrats' point person on pensions and the leader of the so-called conference committee that's charged with finding a compromise. The bipartisan, bicameral panel was formed after a disagreement between the House and Senate this spring over the best way to reduce the state's pension costs ended in a stalemate. Illinois has yet to find a way to pay for nearly $100 billion in future pension liabilities. There has repeatedly been word the committee is close to completing its mission, but that's been going on for weeks. Members, including Nekritz, continue to sound both optimistic and cautious.
I believe that the conference committee continues to take steps forward, and we're very, very close to having an agreement. That being said, there are still some open issues that could throw up a real roadblock. So far, we've been able to work our way through those as they've come up, but one never knows.
Nekritz says the committee is focusing on the most expensive benefit paid out to Illinois' retired state workers, the automatic 3% compounded payment increase retirees receive every year. The main idea would reduce those increases to one-half the consumer price index, with details yet to be worked out. The loose plan also calls for delaying when state workers would begin receiving those pension bumps. In exchange, workers and public school teachers and university employees would have less of their paychecks deducted to pay for retirement. The fact that the committee's been fixed on this version of a pension overhaul for at least a month indicates it could be the real deal. But the lag time also hints at serious problems with it. Representative Jill Tracy, a Republican from Quincy and member of the conference committee, describes the reaction of other Republicans when they were briefed on the plan.
For a multitude of reasons, they did not favor the framework that was laid out.
For some, it goes too far. For others, including Tracy, not far enough. She says it means about 20% of Illinois' budget could still go toward pensions, and that is unrealistic. Republicans have a list of at least 5 points they want considered, all of which are aimed at saving the state more money. Things like raising the retirement age from its current 55, adding the option of a 401k-style plan, and requiring the state to pay its share.
We don't want to see us to have to revisit this on down the road. We want to make these pension systems solvent, sustainable in the long term, and have a stable budget as a result.
As Republicans continue bringing up additional ideas, the cost shift favored by Chicago Democrats is making a comeback. That involves having schools, rather than the state, pay for the employer's share of teachers' retirement benefits. It's opposed by downstate Democrats and most Republicans. Senator Kwame Raoul, a Chicago Democrat and the conference committee's chairman, says that idea has actually never been off the table.
Yes, there's some things we're still debating, but, you know, that's what this is all about. It's about negotiations. And you don't start out a negotiation saying, hey, we all agree on everything. You have conversations, and there's give and take, and you work towards a consensus. And given that that's the process, the end product will be for everybody.
Of course, legislation cannot become law by just pleasing everybody. It first must get the support of the two men at the heart of the pension stalemate, Senate President John Cullerton and House Speaker Mike Madigan. Madigan is not backing down from his more drastic proposal to cut pension benefits.
I think the House passed an excellent bill, and I would say that any report coming out of the conference committee for me would have to be meaningful in terms of pension reform.
Madigan's statement is characteristically vague. Regardless of whether the Democrats and Republicans on the conference committee can agree, the question of whether it's meaningful enough for Madigan and other key players remains the big question hanging over the pension debate. I'm Amanda Vinicky.